That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, when Lum tried to get Grandpap to pose as an expert on human nature and tell Miss Hartford that she was making a mistake in falling for the man in the picture, which she had received from the matrimonial bureau, he only got himself in deeper. Grandpap didn't understand his instructions. And when he saw the picture, he decided that it looked exactly like a picture of Lum he had at home, taken when Lum was a young man. And thereupon, he went home to get it to prove his point. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, often it's been said, friends, that the drugstore is as American as flapjacks, as corn pone. Well, that's true. The drugstore has grown with the country because the druggist fills a definite economic need. He makes it possible for you to buy easily those things that can help lessen the discomfort caused by such minor common ills as occasional acid indigestion. Now, when you have acid indigestion, remember that your druggist has Alka-Seltzer. And Alka-Seltzer can help give you real two-way relief. It can help ease the upset feeling in your stomach, and it can help reduce excess gastric acidity. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better fast. That's why you hear it said so often, when you have acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. So get to know your druggist better. Don't delay, do it today. He has Alka-Seltzer by the package and by the glass at the soda fountain. And remember, when you have acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum alone in the Jotham Down store, talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, don't talk so fast, Abner. I can't hear a word you're saying. Now, what was you saying about Grandpappy Spears? Oh, my goodness, he finally found out the picture of me, huh? Well, naturally, it looks like the one Miss Hartford got from the matrimony bureau. It's a copy of the same picture. Well, look, either get hold of that photograph or keep Grandpap away from the store, one. Why can't you? Oh, for goodness sakes. Well, why are you worrying about the grocery deliveries at a time like this? Well, whereabouts are you calling from now? Oh, well, find Grandpap. I don't know where he's at by now, no more than you do, but find him. Yeah, we've just got to keep him and Miss Hartford apart. That's all they are to it. Well, look, Abner, head over towards his place and then... Oh, I've got to hang up. Miss Hartford's coming. Well, do your best. All right, Miss Blevins.
Morning, Edward.
Much obliged and goodbye.
Who was that, Mrs. Blevins?
Yeah, grocery order.
Well, that's strange. She's out of town.
Huh?
Said she was going to be gone for about a week.
She did, huh? Well, that was a long-distance call, I think.
Long-distance? Why would she be ordering groceries from us when she's in Oklahoma? We can't deliver way over there.
No, we can't. You're right. Hi, grannies, we won't do it.
You know, I still think that sounds peculiar. She knows better than that.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
Are you sure that was Mrs. Blevins?
Well, now that you mention it, it didn't sound a whole lot like her. Might have been Mrs. Barton.
Edwards, when are you going to learn how to get things right?
Mom?
How you and Peabody ran this store as long as you did, I'll never know. You only get things half right.
Yes, Mama.
Now on, let's watch that.
Yes, Mama.
Find out who that grocery order was from.
Yes, Mama.
And don't just stand there saying yes, Mom, all day.
Yes, no, Mom.
Where's Peabody?
Why, he's still out making the delivers.
Oh, good. I wanted to talk to you alone again.
Me?
Yes, I know this all must sound pretty silly to a man like you. Settled in your way of life, and you're not interested in things like love and marriage anymore.
Huh.
But, well, I must confess that picture I got from the matrimonial bureau has certainly done something to me. I can't sleep well at night, and I've sort of lost my appetite. Tell me this, Edwards. How does it feel to be in love?
Well, to begin with...
Oh, wait, here comes the customer. Just skip it.
Oh, that's just Cedric.
Oh, forget what I said. Forget it.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Rome. Hello, Mr. Hartford.
That's Miss Hartford, Cedric. When are you ever going to get that Mr. and Miss business straightened out? Miss is for women.
Oh, that's right. Well, I've been studying so doggone hard for that test I'm taking today, I'm mixed up on everything.
Oh, is today when you're taking the test?
Yes, Mom.
I wondered why you had your white Sunday shirt on.
Well, the reason I done that's because the writing shows up better on it.
Writing? What do you mean?
Well, look here. See, they're on my cuffs. See, Miss Hartford?
Say, what in the world have you got scribbled all over there?
Oh, them's answers.
Answers?
I got some wrote on my shirt tail, too. You want to see?
No, thanks.
Wait a minute, Cedric. If you wrote down the answers you're going to use in that test, don't you know that's cheating?
Well, not for me, it ain't. I've still got to figure out what questions these answers goes to. But leastways, I'll have something to write down now. That'll be better than just sitting there staring at the ceiling like a general do and hand in a blank piece of paper. Do you want to hear some of the answers, Miss Hartford?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, in this cuff, I got Thomas Jefferson, Mississippi River, 12 bushels of apples, and true and false, and steam engine, and dangling participles, and Hiawatha.
All right, Cedric, all right.
I know them are all good high-class answers. I just wished I knew what they was answers to.
Well, Cedric, if I should... Oh, my goodness alive.
Wait a minute. Where are you going, Ed?
Well, there comes Grandpappy Spears. I got to rush out and see him about something.
Well, you don't have to go outside to see him. He's obviously coming in here.
I know, but this is important. I won't be gone long.
Well, come back here. You can talk to him in the store.
Grandpap, stay outside. Don't go in there. How's that, Lum? What'd you say? Give me that pitcher and be quick about it. Pitcher? What are you talking about? You know good and well what I'm talking about. That picture of me when I was a young fellow. You're bringing it over here to show Miss Hartford. I've been trying to tell you I don't want her to see it. Oh, that picture. That's right, she did want to see that, didn't she? No, she don't. That was just your idea. Well, yes, she does. Don't you recollect yesterday I told her how much that old picture of you looked like the one she got from the matrimony bureau, so I went home to get it and prove it to her. Well, of course them pictures look alike. They're copies of the same picture. There. Well, why didn't you say so and save me all that bother? Well, I couldn't tell you right in front of Miss Hartford. I don't want her to know that that's a picture of me she fell in love with. Now, hurry up and give it here. Now, hold your horses. I ain't got the pigeon-toed thing. Oh, my goodness, what have you did with it? Well, I run into Miss Emmeline a while ago, and I happened to show it to her, and she was so took with it, she wanted to keep it. She wanted to keep it, huh? Yeah, I told her it was you when you was a young feller. Well, bless her heart. She said it was the cutest thing she ever seen. She did, huh? She said I was cute, huh? Yeah, she made quite a to-do over it. Well, what else did she say, Grandpap? Tell me everything she said. Don't leave out nothing. Now, let's see. I believe she said...
Well, while Grandpap is relating Miss Emmeline's remarks, let's go back in the store and listen to the conversation between Cedric and Miss Hartford.
What's the matter with that man standing out there in the cold talking to Mr. Spears? Sometimes I don't understand him at all.
Yes, well, Mr. Lomi is kind of cute.
Well, I guess it's none of my business. Well, so you're going to take the big test today, huh, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. It's the only way I can get legible to play in that football game against Cherry Hill. See, if I don't play, all the girls in school will be disappointed.
All the girls?
Huh? Yes, Mom. I'm their hero.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Say, Cedric, I wonder if you could tell me something.
Well, I got the answers to my now everything wrote down on my shirt here. Thomas Jefferson, Mississippi River, 12 bushels of apples.
Oh, it's not about anything like that. No, it's a... Well, tell me, have you ever been in love, Cedric?
Mom?
Have you ever been in love?
Oh.
Well, have you? Oh, just skip it. I'm sorry I asked.
Yes, Mom, I've been in love.
Cedric, will you please stop giggling and tell me how does it feel? Do you sleep well at night?
Yes, Mom, I sleep fine. Once I'm in my Dr. Denton's, I'm a goner.
Your Dr. Denton's?
Yes, Mom.
A boy your size?
Well, Mama enlarges them every year. I believe she sewed 6 new pair of feet in them things.
Oh, well, tell me more about how it feels when you're in love.
Oh, let's see. Well, Clarabelle's the one I'm in love with. Clarabelle Seastrom.
I didn't ask you that.
Yeah, Clarabelle's the prettiest girl I have ever set eyes upon. The happiest moments of my life have been spent when we're alone. Just me and her and Gomer.
And Gomer?
Yes, ma'am. Gomer Bates. That's Clarabelle's boyfriend.
Boyfriend? I thought you were the one who was in love with Clarabelle.
Well, I am. He's just her boyfriend.
But don't you have a lot of trouble with a deal like that?
Well, we did have till we worked out that arrangement.
What arrangement?
Well, we worked it out so we take turns now. On one Saturday night, she goes out with Gomer, and then the next Saturday night, they let me go along with them.
Oh, they let you go along?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I can see right now I've asked the wrong person for advice.
Was that what you wanted, advice?
Well, frankly, yes. Oh, Cedric, I'm all mixed up. I've got a picture of someone I don't even know. I've never even seen him. And I don't know where he lives, don't know his name. But somehow it seems that I've fallen in love with him. But you see, I don't know much about love.
Well, why don't you ask Miss Emmeline? She knows everything.
The school teacher?
Yes, Mom. She's awful good at giving advice. She always helps me with all my problems. She's awful nice about it, too. Why don't you just take that picture over there and see what she thinks about it?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, go on. She'd be proud to help you. I know she would.
Well, maybe a woman's angle is what I need. I've got to talk to somebody. Oh, Edwards, now that you're back, do you mind watching the store for a while? I'm going out.
Oh, go right ahead. Anything you say.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Yeah. Goodbye. Well, Cedric, old boy, it's a wonderful world.
Yes, Mom.
The birds are singing in the trees and the flowers are blooming. I tell you, Cedric, it's a wonderful thing to be in love.
Miss Hartford's in love with a picture. Fact is, she's taking it over to show it to Miss Emmeline.
Yeah, but she ain't in love the way I... What'd you say she's doing?
Taking the picture over to ask Miss Emmeline what she thinks about it.
Oh, my goodness. Out of my way, Cedric. If them two women ever get together, now I'm roaring.
Well, Lum had better do some fast running or some fast talking, or he'll find himself in the hottest water he's ever been in. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, sometimes when you go to bed, do you find it hard to get to sleep? Well, nervous tension can keep you awake, and the lack of sleep can cause you to be jittery and cranky the next day. You see, it's those restless, wakeful nights generally brought on by nervous tension that are to blame. Now, have you ever tried Miles Nervine when you can't sleep? Thousands have found that it can bring real relief. For over 60 years, Miles Nervine has been helping people to relax and enjoy refreshing sleep. It tends to replace that tight, nervous feeling with a sense of calm. Your druggist has Miles Nervine in liquid and effervescent tablets. The tablets come at 35 and 75 cents and $1. Caution, use only as directed. Remember, if nervous tension keeps you awake tonight, have Miles Nervine ready to use. Yes, try Miles Nervine. It will help you have a good sleep tonight if nervous tension should cause you to be wakeful. It's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Miles Nervine.